சார் லைன் தானே பீஸ்ரா.
ஜராதமாதவா குஞ்சவிஹாரி ஜய ராதமாதவா குஞ்சவிஹாரி ஜய கோபி ஜனவல்லபாரி ஜய கோபி ஜனவல்லபாரி யசோதானந்தன பிரஜ ஜனரஞ்சன யசோதானந்தன பிரஜ ஜனரஞ்சன யமுனா தீரவனசாரி யமுனா தீரவனசாரி ஜராதமாதவ குஞ்சவிஹாரி ஜராதமாதவ குஞ்சவிஹாரி ஜய கோபி ஜனவல்லபாரி ஜய கோபி ஜனவல்லபாரி கிரிவரதாரி யசோதானந்தன பிரஜ ஜனரஞ்சன யசோதானந்தன பிரஜ ஜனரஞ்சன யமுனா தீரவனசாரி யமுனா தீரவனசாரி ஜய ராதமாதவ குஞ்சவிஹாரி ஜய ராதமாதவ குஞ்சவிஹாரி ஜய ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய பிரபு நித்யானந்த ஸ்ரீ அத்வைத கதர சிவசதி கௌரவசவிந்த ஜய ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய பிரபு நித்யானந்த ஸ்ரீ அத்வைத கதர சிவசதி கௌரவசவிந்த Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Radha, Shama Sundara Radha, Shama Sundara Radha. Jaya Radha, Madan Mohan Radha, Madan Mohan Radha. Jaya Radha, Gopinath Radha, Gopinath Radha. Jaya Radha, Govinda Radha, Govinda Radha. Radha, Bharaneshwara Radha, Bharaneshwara Radha. Jaya Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram, Jaya Vrindavana Dham. Jaya Jagannatha, Jaya Jagannatha, Jaya Baladeva, Jaya Subhadra, Jaya Gauranitha, Jaya Gauranitha, Jaya Gauranitha, Jaya Gauranitha. Nitya Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitya Gaura Hari Bol. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva.
Shri Shri Krishna Balarama Bhagavan Ki Jai, Shri Shri Radha Bhagavan Ki Jai,
Shri Ganatam Govani Kide, Shri Jagannatha Vardev Kide, Shri Natsandev Govani Kide, Jai Ho Mishnupad Paramams Prajkati Rastot, Stivan Grace, Bhakti Vedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada Kide, Iskon Founder Shri Prabhupada Kide, Jagan Guru Shri Prabhupada Kide, Bibiti Santika Acharya Shri Prabhupada Kide, Jai Ho Mishnupad Paramams Prajkati Rastot, Stivan Grace, Bhakti Siddhant Sarasugasam Prabhupada Marashtakur Kije, Anantakuri Vaishnanda Kije, Namasari Rashtakur Kije, Premsko Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktaranda Kije, Shri Shri Radhakrishna Gopagopinath Radhakum Shyamala Girigovardhan Kije, Vrindavan Madhura Gokula Dwaraka Dham Kije, Jagannath Pradham Kije, Navadip Maya Pradham Kije, Ganga Yamunamayi Kije, Bhakti Jai Tulasi Devi Kije, Sarvayata Bhaktaranda Kije, Gaura Premananda Hare Krishna, all glorious to assembly, all glorious to assembly, all glorious, all Shri Guru and Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tatho Jayamudirayet Nashta Prayeshva Vadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavate Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki Om Jnana Timiram Dasi Jalanda Nusmangi Chakshuram Nitimantas Nishu Guruve Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishkam Sapitam Yelam Bhutana Swayam Rupa Kadame Yandadati Sapadam Tikam Vande Ham Shri Guru Shri Utapada Kamlam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sahagana Raghunata Nitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Rarita Shri Shakamitam He Krishna Karana Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpati Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindhavaneshwari Vrishabhansute Devi Pranamami Haripi Pancha Kalpataru Bhashya Kripa Sindhu Deva Sapajita Nam Bhavane Bhyo Vaishnavi Bhyo Namo Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmanitacha Jagadityaya Krishna Govindaya Namo Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Sananda Gopakumara Govindaya Namo Nama Govindaya Namo Nama Govindaya Namo Nama Pankaja Nabhaya Nama Pankaja Madine Nama Pankaja Netraya Namaste Pankaja Andraya Ananda Leela Maya Vigrahaya Kema Madivya Chavisundara Tasmai Ma Prema Rasapradaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namaste Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna, Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, 29th chapter, 6th verse, verse spoken by Maitreya Muni. Maitreya Vacha, Maitreya Vacha, Iti Matur Vachat Lakshnam, Iti Matur Vachat Lakshnam, Ratinandya Mahamunihi प्रतिनन्द्या महामुनिः आबभाषे कुरुश्रेष्ठा प्रीतस्ताम् करुणार्जितः मैत्रेय उवाच इति मातुर्वचाश्लक्ष्णम् प्रतिनन्द्या महामुनिः आबभाषे कुरुश्रेष्ठा प्रीतस्ताम् करुणार्दितः मैत्रेय उवाच इति मातुर्वचाश्लक्ष्णम् प्रतिनन्द्या महामुनिः आबभाषे कुरुश्रेष्ठा प्रीतस्ताम् करुणार्दितः
मैत्रेय उवाच मातुर्वचाश्लक्ष्णम् प्रतिनन्द्या महामुनिः आबभाषे कुरुश्रेष्ठा प्रीतस्ताम् करुणार्दितः मैत्रेय उवाच इति मातुर्वचाश्लक्ष्णम् प्रतिनन्द्या महामुनिः आबभाषे कुरुश्रेष्ठा प्रीतस्ताम् करुणार्जितः मैत्रेय उवाच श्रीमातुर्वचाश्लक्ष्णम् प्रतिनन्द्या महामुनिः आबभाषे कुरुश्रेष्ठा प्रीतस्ताम् करुणार्जितः माताजी श्री मैत्रेय उवाच इति मातुर्वचाश्लक्ष्णम् प्रतिनन्द्या महामुनिः आबभाषे कुरुश्रेष्ठा प्रीतस्ताम् करुणार्जितः मैत्रेय उवाच इति मातुर्वचाश्लक्ष्णम् प्रतिनन्द्या महामुनिः आबभाषे कुरुश्रेष्ठा प्रीतस्ताम् करुणार्जितः मैत्रेय उवाच इति मातुर्वचाश्लक्ष्णम् प्रतिनन्द्या महामुनिः आबभाषे कुरुश्रेष्ठा प्रीतस्ताम् करुणार्जितः
हरे कृष्ण वाट्स में मैत्रेय उवाच मैत्रेय मुनि सेड इति दस मातुः ऑफ हिज मदर वचः द वर्ड्स लक्ष्णम जेंटल प्रतिनन्द्या वेलकमिंग महामुनिः द ग्रेट सेज कपिल आबभाषे स्पोक कुरुश्रेष्ठ ओ बेस्ट अमंग कुरु विधुरा प्रीतः प्लीज्ड हार्म टू हर करुणा विद कंपैशन अर्दितः मूड ट्रांसलेशन एंड परफॉर्म्ड बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय शनार इन द भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की जय Sri Maitreya said, O best among the Kurus, the great sage Kapila,
moved by great compassion and pleased by the words of his glorious mother, spoke as follows. Please repeat after me. Sri Maitreya said, "O best amongst the Kurus, the great sage Kapila, moved by great compassion and pleased by the words of his glorious mother, spoke as follows." Purport. All the purports are paragraphed in order that we discuss in detail about this during our discussions. So please focus on the purport while we are reading and keep in mind also. Lord Kapila was very satisfied by the request of his glorious mother because she was thinking not only in terms of her personal salvation but in terms of all fallen conditioned souls. The Lord is always compassionate toward the fallen souls of this material world, and therefore he comes himself or sends his confidential servants to deliver them. Since he is perpetually compassionate towards them, if some of his devotees also become compassionate towards them, he is very pleased with the devotees. In Bhagavad Gita, it is clearly stated that the persons who are trying to elevate the condition of fallen souls by preaching the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita, namely full surrender unto the personality of Godhead, are very dear to him. Thus, when the Lord saw that his beloved mother was very compassionate toward the fallen souls, he was pleased and he also became compassionate towards her. Thus then the translation for praise divine grace Abhay Sharanarayana Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. ओम ज्ञान सिंहरान दस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकाय चक्षुरमिलितमेव तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः नमः ओम विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण प्रेस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते जयपदाक स्वामी तेलने नमः आचार्य पादाय नित्याय कृपा प्रदाय गौर कृपा दामदाय अनुग्रहमथाय नमः ओम विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण प्रेस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी तेलने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रचंड निर्विशेषून्य पाश्चात्य देशपालिनी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे मुखां करोति वाचालं पंकं लंघयते कृपातमहमन्त्र परमानंद माधव वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यः पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो हरे कृष्ण बिफोर आई ट्राई टू स्पीक on this verse, on the authority of our Guru and Parampara, I beg unto the feet of all the devotees present here that you are all compassionate on me that I get the mercy to speak on this subject. Hare Krishna. Now first we'll, because today's verse was 6, it is there to refer time to time. So what were the previous questions Mother Dehavati asked Lord Kapila? So now verse 1 and 2, now I shall request you to explain the path of devotional service, which is the ultimate end of all philosophical systems, because the devotional service also has to have some knowledge. So she says, ultimate end of all philosophical systems. Dehavati continued, my dear Lord, please also describe in detail both for me and for people in general. So this is actually today's the main subject, the core subject we are discussing about this, which Mother they say, for me and for people in general. So when we say for me, it doesn't mean that we are identifying the body or greedy. It is necessary. So she says, my dear Lord, please also describe in detail both for me and for people in general, the continual process of birth and death. For by hearing such calamities, we may become detached from the activities of this material world. So there is a purpose she is asking this question, that by understanding the process of birth and death, one should actually become detached from the activities of material world. Please also describe eternal time, which is a representation of your form, and by whose influence people in general engage in the performance of pious activity. Hare Krishna. So before we go, just sometime we have to live with the time. So the 3.29, Devuti Kanti, my dear Lord, please also describe in detail both for me and for people in general the continual process of birth and by death. For by hearing of such calamities, we may become detached from the activities of this material world. I just wanted to express that how the society is made by the Lord in such a way that time to time we become inquisitive, that it is necessary for us to detach from this material world. See, yesterday everybody was very excited of the results of the elections in India. Correct or not? There was offering, that's why I'm referring. Yesterday night also offering, today also we had offering. I was expressing to some devotees yesterday. See, the Lord cannot make a saintly person in this material world as a political leader. It's only Lord Ram was there. He cannot make. The moment he make a saintly, of course, I'm not talking, underestimating the current leader. It's nothing to do with that. Just what we should understand, the material world is made miserable world. If there is no misery, we will never be thinking of self-realization. If the political leader becomes a saintly person, the devotees, then everybody becomes enjoying this material world, nobody will be thinking of the self-realization. They will think this world is very good. Political leader is good, the country is good. They will think, why we have to go to spiritual world? Let's remain here. So that is why the Lord, usually, the Lord will make the political system in such a way. We will see in Srimad Bhagavatam. That is why even in heaven, sometimes the demons rule. Because he doesn't want even the demigods in the heavens to be there permanently. He wants them also to go to Vaikuntha. So the material world is made miserable, and who can be the first people who can make miserable? The politicians they can make. So that is why I am saying this, when we have a good leader, think that this is the time for us, the best time to go back to Godhead, because he is facilitating. These leaders will not come again and again. This type of leaders will not come, like Gauranga Prabhu appearing to this material world in a very long span of time, and when he comes, he is most merciful. The same way, when we have a very good political leader who supports the spiritual activity, we should consider that this is the time for us to remain and go back, finish. We should not take another chance. So that is the mood of the devotees who offered prasadam yesterday and today, I hope. So it is glorious that we are very fortunate when we have a good leader to take the country, because that time it makes devotion service favorable. Otherwise, it's very difficult. Nagar Sankirtan will not be possible. Holy name will not be possible. We know from Chaitanya Charitamrita. So here, Mother Dev is stressing detached from the activities of this material world. So now we'll try to understand from today's purport. So Srila Prabhupada writes here, thus when the Lord saw that his beloved mother was very compassionate toward the fallen souls, he was pleased, and he also became compassionate towards her. So here Prabhupada used the word compassionate towards the fallen souls. Actually, basically that's what we are discussing today, compassionate. What is true meaning of compassionate, and how the compassion should be applied, and how it applies to ourselves. When we do not know this, then we consider everything to be compassionate, we start doing it. But that is not the philosophy of the scriptures. So here, the Lord saw that his beloved mother was very compassionate toward the fallen souls. So the word keyword is fallen souls. The Lord is always compassionate toward the fallen souls of this material world. Since he is perpetually compassionate toward them, if some of his devotees also become compassionate towards them, he is very pleased with the devotees. So what Prabhupada is making a statement here? What is the main statement here? Huh? Compassionate? How many are saying compassionate? Nobody. Huh? Hare Krishna. What is the key word here? How many are saying compassionate? Hare Krishna. Because the topic is compassionate. Compassionate here because he is very pleased. Haritoshanam. See, what is our whole purpose of devotional service? What is the whole purpose of devotional service? The whole purpose of devotional service is to please the Lord. The Lord is the enjoyer, and we are supposed to enjoy by the Lord. That means he should be pleased by our activity.
So here, the purport here is, he is very pleased with the devotee. So, to make the Lord pleased, we have to be compassionate. But to what degree and to what? That will be discussed. Compassion pleases the Lord. And what is compassion? So what you see in the photo here? Yeah. It's the very hot sun we can see from the shadow. It's almost like 12 o'clock noon. From the shadow you can see. And it's a road. And he is offering his chappal to this girl. Is it compassionate or no? Hare Krishna. Compassion. So dictionary meaning, feeling or showing sympathy and concern for others. The second one is very interesting. Compassion literally means to suffer together. So how many of you believe in this, to suffer together? How many of you, I need to raise this hand. How many believe that to suffer together? Can you give any shastric evidence for this? Hari Bol, who said that? Hare Krishna. Paradukka Dukhi. So if you see, when the dictionary when we see, to suffer together, if we are to suffer together, nobody will have any compassion. Because why I have to suffer? No, I mean, it will not encourage. But in our Shastra it says Paradukka Dukhi, the Vaishnava. That is why compassion is directly related to the devotees. Of course, materialist persons also do it. That's what the picture shows there. So, but usually the real compassion is from the devotees. We'll try to understand that. So, this is the first subject, compassion, feeling or showing sympathy and concern for others. So, the second will be discussed later. Compassion literally means suffer together. Para dukkha dukhi. So, what is real compassion? So, what do we see from this picture? Yeah. The Lord is lifting from the ocean of birth and death. The Lord, the devotee, and Garuda is helping the sparrow. So, the sparrow wanted to dry the ocean because the ocean took its eggs. But the effort, the endeavor which the sparrow was making attracted the attention of Garuda. And Garuda became compassionate toward the sparrow. And then he saved the eggs of the sparrow. Correct? This is the Bhagavad purport is there. Now we'll read translation of Srila Prabhupada here. This today's verse. The Lord is always compassionate toward the fallen souls of this material world. And therefore he comes himself or sends his confidential servants to deliver them. So you can see here the Lord is serving the compassion and he is liberating and also his devotee Garuda. So here confidential service to deliver. So what is Mother Devotee's question? Why she was asking that question? She was compassionate towards the fallen souls. So here Prabhupada right to deliver them. So what is, pardon me? Yeah, so we'll understand from KL means Krishna Lila, RL means Rama Lila, GL means Gaura Lila. So how this compassion comes through these three Lilas we'll try to understand now. Hare Krishna. So this is Krishna Lila. Professing Hare Krishna, yeah. See now here, what do we see in the picture now? Kamsa, yeah, Kamsa is trying to kill Mother Devaki. Vasudeva is trying to stop him. So in this particular, Hare Krishna, in this particular Leela of the Lord, prophecy was same for Kamsa and Vasudeva and both took it convincingly. Yes or no? See, when Vasudeva was driving Mother Devaki and Vasudeva to the place of Vasudeva, what did he hear? He heard the prophecy. The will of the providence that by the eighth child, your death will be the eighth child of this Mother Devaki. So did Kamsa had any doubt on this? Did Kamsa had any doubt? Kamsa did not have any doubt. Because why? What is the reason? Kamsa for sure he knew very well that he has got death. See, if he had doubt that death, then he would not have taken this prophecy seriously because he was doubting whether I'll die or no, who cares. What is the instruction we have? So we also know that we are doubt, but death, but how much serious we are to prepare for the death, how much, you know what you, I mean, what we are trying to understand the compassion here, Kamsa, even though he loved his sister so much that he was driving her himself to the place of Vasudeva, when he heard this, immediately what he did? He tried to kill her. So what it means? Immediately there was no compassion. But at the same time, in the same chariot, who was sitting? Vasudeva was sitting. Vasudeva is the great devotee of the Lord. He is also called, there is one, Vasudeva, above the three, Shuddha, Vasudeva Tattva, we say, yeah. Shuddha Tattva, yeah. So, he is the great devotee of the Lord. So, when he saw that Kamsa was about to kill Mother Devikita, he was sure that he will kill. But does that mean, did he had any doubt on the prophecy? Why? Then why, if he had no doubt on the prophecy, why he should stop killing Mother Devaki? Why he should stop Kamsa? What was the prophecy said? The eighth child of this Mother Devaki will be killing Kamsa. Doesn't have he on the confidence on the prophecy that Kamsa will never be able to kill Devaki because her eighth child will kill Kamsa? Yes or no? See, Kamsa had full faith on the prophecy that I will be killed by this eighth child. Why Vasudeva did not have the full faith, same way, that if the eighth child will kill Kamsa, then she will survive, irrespective of Kamsa is making an attempt. Yes or no? Yes. But still he stopped. Then what is the reason he stopped? Here two reasons. One is compassion, and second thing, Prabhupada writes in the purport, that akala mrityu, by one's self, should be avoided all the time, provided, akala mrityu is never accepted, provided he doesn't make solution to his material problem, or he has made a system that he can liberate now. Till we make an attempt, this body is avoided by the material nature for liberation. So till this body makes an arrangement that I am no more coming back to this material world, till that point is finished, we have to survive this body till that point. We should not let the body go. This is why Vasudeva was stopping. So, but Kamsa was not compassionate, but Vasudeva being devotee of Lord felt and compassion and was saving Mother Devaki. The reason is this also. Vasudeva had compassion on all suffering living entity from them and Kamsa. This is the devotee symptom. So Vasudeva, what is his point? He, like we know that Vaishnava brothers should not be tolerated, should not be near that place also. So here, Vasudeva was making a point, if Krishna is going to appear, and the Lord is appear from the womb of Mother Devaki, then if anything happens to Mother Devaki, then what happens, all the fallen souls will continue their suffering. To stop that suffering, he also attempted, even though he knew that it was not within his capacity. But he used the policy of Sama Beda Dana Danda. Sama means, first he tried to convince him the scriptures that you are going to be sinful, you will sinful and you will suffer in the next birth, all these things. But our point is here, compassion. So what we see from this example, the demons and the devotees. Demons, there is no compassion at all. But the devotees, they compassion because they wish the welfare of others. So here, Vasudeva was compassionate to Mother Devaki because she will be carrying the Lord and also for the other living entity. Now the compassion, this is Ramalila. Who is there in this picture? Vibhishana is there. Lord Rama was compassionate on Vibhishana, surrendered soul from demonic family. So was there any reason for Lord Rama to accept Vibhishana? There is a poetic compilation by Kanakadasa. This is, of course, we are talking about Raghunatha Prabhu, may be knowing, he has got Hari Bhakti Sahara. In that Hari Bhakti Sahara, there are some prayers are there. It's a continuous prayer. One of the prayers, this Kanakadasa is praying, that how on the earth, he is saying about the social system, how on the earth anybody can accept a person from a family of a person who was a criminal. Like here, Ravana was a criminal. He is an offender. He has stolen the wife, goddess of fortune, from Lord Ram. even in the society, if anybody steals another's wife, that person's family, nobody assesses. Nowadays, maybe the time has changed. But in the traditional cultural society, if a person steals another wife, the person who stole, his whole family is condemned. Yes or no? Nobody accepts. But here Lord Ram, even though Ravana stole his own wife, but when Vibhishana came, he accepted. So what a great compassion Lord Ram had. But we will see other facts which there is no reason anybody can accept if you see these facts. And these facts are given by Angada, there are Jambavan, and Sugriva, there we will just one by one, it's quite interesting. We'll take it fast. So first, Vibhishana came to surrender to the Lord after failing to convince Ravana, the supremacy of Lord Rama, because Vibhishana could not convince Ravana that the Lord Rama is not an ordinary person, he is supreme Godhead. Being brother of Ravana, no one, Sugriva, Angada, Sharabha and Jambavan would accept Vibhishana for reasons. So these are the reasons. This is very interesting for us to know that how the compassion of flows from the Lord. He says, came from enemy's side. They are like arrows, very troublesome. See, when an arrow is shooted to somebody, that arrow is very painful. Unless you know how to counteract the arrow, you will become victim of that arrow. So he says, he came from the enemy's side and we are standing in the war. So this may be very dangerous for us. And then, from demon's family, we understood from Kamsa, demon's family means one can never be trusted at any time. This is the nature of demons. I'll have to go fast because 20 minutes. Then Vibhishana is surrendering as a friend. But poison may look like delicious, but still dangerous to be tested. We know in the society, how many people have killed in the history where the poison was within their food. Forget about somebody poisoning. Even if our food becomes poison, it is poisonous. Hare Krishna. Kala Patra Desha. Vibhishana from different place, time, and is for war. It was the time of the war, it was not time for the friendship. And of different species, Vanara, Manava and Danava. So Vanara is all the Sugriva, Jambavan, they are all in the monkey species, Vanaras. Then Manava, Lord Rama is Manava. And this is, Vibhishana is Danava, is the demon. So there cannot be any connection. Only in Krishna conscious we can have connection. The whole ISKCON, the worldwide ISKCON have different species of the mankind. Only, but otherwise it's not possible. That is the compassion between devotee and demons. But the Lord and his devotee Hanuman was very compassionate. Now Hanuman puts these points which Lord Ram agrees. He says, Hanuman says, stone in the head of poisonous serpent is precious. Gold is ever pure and even in the filthy place can be accepted. Vibhishana is a devotee of the Lord, so he should be accepted. So what is the qualification here? Is a devotee. And then, association. When Lord himself, who is in the heart of everyone, is personally present, what test is necessary? Actually, all of them are saying you should be tested. Hanuman is saying that you are all associated with Lord Ram. Lord Ram is in the heart of everybody. He knows who is what. So what is the test is necessary? That means you should not be little Lord Ram. And then the association. He says, Vibhishana will be purified by the association of all followers of Lord Ram. Since Vibhishana's mood is total surrender to Lord Ram and not to make a truce to win over Ravana and gain the kingdom. It is not like current day politics that if I don't like one party, I jump to another party, then I will say everything bad about the other party. It's not like that. Vibhishana did not come from that point that he will take the side of Lord Ram, then Ravana will be killed. No. Very clearly he says when he comes. Vibhishana says, he declares with the four ministers, you can see there in the earlier picture. He says, I only came to surrender to the Supreme Personal God, Lord Ram. He did not have any desire. But see, the Vaishnavas, they glorify Ravana had so much austerity and penance. It says, Ravana's, the results of his austerity was not only in the body of Ravana, it carried from his previous birth, from the Hiranyakashipu also. He had still that ongoing, because of course, three births is ongoing. So powerful person, so much austerity is performed, but all that gone just like that. But Vibhishan, just surrendering to the Lord Ram, all that which he gained from the austerity kingdom just gone to him like that. Just surrender to Lord Ram. All that opulence, that kingdom gone to Vibhishan. So this is what the Lord can give to his devotees. So Lord Ram said, even if Ravana comes and surrender, I accept it. Anybody read this before? How many have you read? Hare Krishna, it is there. If anybody has not read, Hare Krishna. Lord is compassionate on all surrendered souls. He knows their surrender. For Lord, there is no terms and conditions. He accepts everybody who surrenders to Him. Now the Gaura Leela. So all of you know, so I will briefly. So Jaga and Madai, devotees, compassion. Symptom of the Lord's compassion, Jaga and Madai never broke their oath with the Lord. Now here, this is, we put specifically, that how can we understand that we have compassion of our Guru, Parampara, Krishna. They are the example, Jaga and Madai. What is Chaitanya Charitamrita is stressing? That once they got the mercy of the Lord, Gauranga and Nityananda, they never gone back to their previous life in any way. They only served the Vaishnavas and were very serving Lord Nityananda and Gauranga. So this is the symptom of compassion of the Lord. We say costless mercy. So when we come to the spiritual life, this is our symptom, whether we have still inclination towards our Purva Janma before initiation. The moment we have, that means the compassion which was bestowed on us from our parampara, from the Guru, still we need to do much more effort. Hare Krishna. Now this is the purport of Srila Prabhupada, today's verse. In Bhagavad Gita it is clearly stated that persons who are trying to elevate the condition of the fallen souls by practicing the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita, namely full surrender unto the person Godhead, are very dear to him. So this verse is 1869. Nacha tasmat manushyeshu kashin me priya kritama bhavita nacha tasmat anya priya tarobhavi. There is no servant in this world more dear to me than he, nor there will be ever one more. So that means by this process of service to the Lord, one can easily attract the compassion of the Lord. Why compassion is necessary? Etavat janma sapalyam dehinam ihadeshu praner arter diya vacha shreya acharanam sada. Who says this verse is spoken by Lord Shri Krishna to cowherd boys? He says, it is the duty of every living being to perform welfare activities for the benefit of others with his life, wealth, intelligence and words. So with this life means varnashrama dharma. Varnashrama dharma means whether we are brahmachari. Brahmachari means we serve the Guru. He is a perform welfare activities and benefit of others. So he serves the Guru, then grahastha, brahmachari, brahmachari. Grahastha, he serves the other three ashramas. Vanaprastha, he prepare for serving, renouncing and serving the others, and sannyasi. Like same way we have Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. They are also serving everybody. So one must do this, every being to perform welfare activity. In the Varnashrama, one must do this welfare activity, benefit of others with his life and wealth, of course. Wealth, the temple is giving enough opportunity to serve by wealth. Intelligence, that means by Bhakti Yoga. And words, by Krishna Upade, Yaradeka Tareko, Krishna. Krishna Upade. So this is Krishna's instruction that how we can easily attract the compassion of the Lord. So now the compassion. So now Arjuna is here and Krishna is here. Arjuna is 2.1. Sanjay Vacha Tam Tata Kripaya Vishtam Ashrupurna Kulekshanam Visidantamidam Vakyam Vacha Madhusudanaha. Sanjaya said, seeing Arjuna full of compassion, his mind depressed, his eyes full of tears, Madhusudana Krishna spoke the following words. So here, Arjuna was full of compassion, but Krishna, looking at Arjuna with the tears, he spoke the following words. The purport, how many of you remember the purport of this verse by Srila Prabhupada? It's very interesting what Srila Prabhupada writes. So what do we see here? Yeah, Hare Krishna. You can see, I don't know whether he is dead or he is acting, but a person is there anyway, trying to take him out. So compassion, this is the subject of feeling or showing sympathy and concern for others. So no one knows where compassion should be applied. So that is the carry home today at the end of the class. Compassion for the dress of a drowning man is senseless. A man fallen in the ocean of nations cannot be saved simply by risking his outward dress, the gross material body. So this is the mother Devahuti's question, that how the knowledge which the Lord will give should benefit the fallen souls. And then, one who does not know this and laments for the outward dress is called a Shudra, or one who laments unnecessarily. So here, Srila Prabhupada writes in this purport that yes, Arjuna was very compassionate, that he did not want to kill his relatives, friends, all the enemies, and he was thinking that it will create Varna Sankara, that means unwanted population. But the Lord actually did not accept, of course we all know. But here, Prabhupada writes a very strong statement. No one knows where the compassion should be applied. So we had earlier one picture. What was the first picture we show for compassion? Yeah, somebody is offering the chappal. Then we saw the Lord in three instances. In Krishna Leela we saw that because Krishna has to appear, Vasudeva, the devotee, was showing the compassion. In the second, we are showing Lord Rama was showing the compassion. In the third, again, we gone back to devotee and the Lord together, which is Nityananda Mahaprabhu and Gauranga. So there is a combination of the three. And now, here, Prabhupada says, no one knows where the compassion should be applied. Compassion for the dress of a drowning man is senseless. That means, the compassion from this perspective we can understand. The compassion should be for the body or for the soul? For the soul, Hare Krishna. Because we do not have enough time. So now the second subject, what was the second subject we said? Para dukkha dukkhi. Now who is here? There are three items are here. The donkey is there, it's taking the weight, and also the person who is taking, he is also taking part of the weight, yes? So is para dukkhi or para dukkhi dukkhi, yes or no?
Yes.
So feeling, this is the first we studied. Now the compassion literally means to suffer together. So the man is also suffering, the donkey is also suffering. Para dukkha dukkhi. So the question comes, how to apply compassion. Compassion without essence. Srila Prabhupada Vacha. Or as the Christians say, what profit a man if he gain the whole world, yet suffer the loss of his eternal soul. So we have to now become conscious to our original fate. That always we are spirit, soul. We are not the body. So, on that conscious, this compassion goes. So, he says, Prabhupada writes, what profit a man if he gain the whole world, yet he suffer the loss of his eternal soul. So, who is here in this picture? Bharat Maharaj. And he is leaving the body, he is remembering the dear. Now, what is the condition of Bharat Maharaj here? You see the picture, because it is very important. The next picture will say something else. How much he is anchoring for this deer. Now, we will see the next picture, how much he is excited about this deer. First, we will see here, how compassion to be applied in our lives by not becoming victims of compassion itself. Yes, we have to be compassionate. But by that compassionate, we should not become the victims to take another material body. We should not become victims. So here, King Bharata. See now this, how excited he is running with the deer now. Because there are some letters going to come, so it's in the... You will just see, the painter has done a wonderful job here. Actually, he is so excited, he is a sage, he has left the whole kingdom. But the way he is moving, looking at the deer with the child of the deer, he is so absorbed. So here, this is the shloka, because at the time I will not read it. The great King Bharata, while sitting on the bank of the river, saw the small deer, bereft of his mother, floating down the river. Seeing this, he felt great compassion. In the today's shloka also, we have great compassion, no? Yeah. Shloka also there. He felt great compassion, like a sincere friend. He lifted the infant deer from the waves, and knowing it to be motherless, brought it to his ashrama. So what happened at the end? We all know. Yeah. So what happened at that time? He became victim and then he had to take another body as a deer, then Jadabharata, then he got liberation. So the compassion, even when we apply, it doesn't mean that we should not show compassion. Krishna said we should show compassion. But the compassion has got an essence behind it. That should be understood.
Ainanda Tanuja Kinkaram.
patitama vishame bhavam budau. Kripaya tava pada pankaja sitaduli sadrisham vichintaya.
So this is the conscious we should have all the time. O Sanna Maharaja Nanda, please repeat after me. I am your eternal servant, but somehow or the other, I have fallen into the ocean of birth and death. Please pick me up from this ocean of death and place me as one of the atoms at your lotus feet. So here, this is the prayer Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving. What should be conscious? That we are fallen into the ocean of birth and death. This should be our conscious. And what should be other conscious? Please pick me up from this ocean of death and place me as one of the atoms at your lotus. That is our desire. See, whatever we do, whether it is charity, whether it is austerity, whether it is penance, yat karosya rasnas, yat juvasya dadas, yat tapasyanta, tat kurusva madarpanam. So whatever we do, we should see that by my activity, am I leading myself to the lotus feet of Krishna? This is the conscious all the time. Whatever I am doing, number one, first we said, Lord is pleased because she is compassionate to the fallen souls. Whether I am pleasing the Lord, at the same time, my activity which I am doing, will it lead me to the lotus feet of Krishna? So the ways to get out, so this Śrī Viṣṇunātha Chakra Thakura explains that when our so-called compassion does not tally with the order of the Supreme Lord, it merely causes disturbance. This is 10th Kanto Śrīmad Bhāgavatam purport. Because Shaubari had forbidden Garuda's coming to that lake, Kaliya moved in and made his headquarters there, and this spelled doom for all the lake's residents. So we know this pastime. So because Kaliya was saying the whole river became poisonous and it could not use. And all this happened because why? Because Shabarya cursed Garuda and Garuda could not come, so Kaliya took shelter there. The same way, the Shaubari minute also took the compassion on? No, the fish. He took the fish because Garuda was taking the fish from the river. So this compassion created problem, it did not help. So that's why Vishwanatha Chakra Thakura says, compassion does not tally the order of the Supreme. So we said how the Lord is pleased by the compassion only when it helps for the living entity to go back to Him. This is the real compassion. Devotees only can bestow real compassion because he knows the position of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. So now, how the devotees get the real intelligence, Krishna says here, the bhakti. Sorry, this is one more thing we need to go. Maya yasya jagalanda satani sute. We can read together. Traigunya tatvishaya veda vitaya mana. Sattva valambi parasattva mishuddha sattvam Govinda vadi purusham saram rajani. I worship Govinda, the primal Lord, who is the absolute substantive principle being, ultimate entity in the form of the support of all existence, whose external potency embodies the threefold mundane qualities, sattva, rajas and tamas, and diffuses the Vedic knowledge regarding the mundane world. So what is important here is that we should be always conscious that it is the Lord who is managing this material world. We are on tools. We cannot do ourselves anybody. I mean, if we say that yes, I am compassionate on somebody and I can do something, it's also an ignorance. Because ultimately everything is happened by the will of the Lord. We should only desire that for such good cause, the Lord should make us the tool. Like the Arjuna was made the tool in the hands of Krishna for the Kurukshetra war, we should always desire that I become the tool of the Lord, that all this activity can be done. But I should never think that it is because of me it's being done. Hare Krishna. Ultimate essence. Real compassion is when we become devotees and two representatives of Krishna and serve Lord's mission. Help to liberate the living entities from this material world. Compassion possible with pure intelligence. The two verses from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, which all of you know, it's only by the bhakti we can get that. I'll just read after me. To those who are constantly devoted to serving me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. Now, Lord says, why? Out of compassion for them, I dwell in their hearts, destroy with the shining lamp, of knowledge, the darkness born of ignorance. Now this picture we can see Narada's compassion on this Nalakura and Maligriva. Hare Krishna, we don't have time. Now the carry home application, the last verse. So we can see what we could understand from this particular compassion from this shloka, where Mother Devati is asking question and Maitreya is actually narrating to Vidura. Real compassion is to start from within ourselves, atato brahma jijnyasa, to our benefit and for benefit of others. So first we said, Prabhupada said, save, what is the gain you get if you gain the whole world but you lose the soul? So first we should be benefit our soul first. As practicing devotees, first priority is compassion on ourselves, not neglecting our sadhana and regulative principles for any other purposes. So we have the example of King Bharata. See, here many times it happens when we go for preaching, the householders, even though they are not following principle, they offer our prasadam. And then it becomes a dilemma for us, whether to accept or not accept. It is an individual case. In Vyasasana, I am not saying anything. But one thing we should keep in the mind, that in this situation, whatever I do, will it please my Guru? Will it please Krishna? Will it please my advancement, mean advancement in my spiritual life? Because there are many things, it doesn't come immediately like that. Some of the effects come very gradual and slow. For example, I am giving an example. The food which we are left after taking initiation, think that the same kind of food is offered in the house which you are forced to take, because you think that by taking that prasadam, this householder will take serious Krishna consciousness, they will attend the class like that. The moment you taste that food, you, there is every chance that you go back to that taste. It's not only for food I'm saying, for all our earlier habits which were the victims of the senses, it can go back. So in preaching, in distribution, in any spiritual life, every case we have to analyze this way, that whether this will help me in my spiritual progress. Sometimes we need to do sacrifices, kala, patra, desha. Preaching is not easy. We have to compromise on many things. And we have to do that. We are not saying no. But when we do that, we are always conscious by doing this, whether my conscience will remain pure or I will become victims later. I will become victim later. And what I am trying to do, whether my Guru will please, Krishna will please, and my spiritual life will advance. And number one, this is one part. Second part, by doing this, am I giving a good example to my God brothers, God sister and the parampara? I don't remember who, but we went one TAB event in Bombay. So many devotees they know. So this event was done one of the very posh hotel in Bombay, and we invited many devotees. Many devotees in the sense, the TAB request that we should bring 200 devotees. It was a 7-star hotel. I heard the room for one night was 20,000 rupees. They told that it is really posh hotel. It is one of the posh area of Bombay. They invited two, and it was a very short time. The committee members, they know, we have to invite many devotees, and there were many devotees came, the Gauranga Prabhu from Chaupati Temple, and there were many who were new, and they came. And it was the time to call for prasadam. Oh, we should see. These devotees jumped and gone to that place, the prasadam place. Of course, I don't know what they took. There was a different type. But what happens, by that act, we ISKCON, as we have certain principle, those who came along with us, we are talking about neophytes who do not know properly, it creates a different scenario. So this is it. Sometimes we have to, by this, what we do also makes impression others. By this practice, we will be empowered to serve the Lord and extend His compassion on all living entities. So when we actually follow our sadhana, what we are supposed to, and follow all the instructions, what we are supposed to do, and we try to please the Lord, then naturally the compassion comes and the Lord's blessing will be there. Hare Krishna. So this is what we are trying to take. So we should know, even when applying compassion, we should know that compassion will elevate that person to Krishna conscious. That is more important. The criteria is, why I am doing this, for example, see, if Krishna conscious devotees, even they give charity to some person, you will remember, it's a devotee of the Lord who gave me. It's automatic Krishna conscious. Whether that charity may not be favorable way.
But he could remember the devotee. That by default it helps him to remember Krishna. So the compassion is best served when we become devotees of Krishna and when we do things. And of course, we go through the class. Ultimately, it is very essential, as we say, that we should know what is the mood of Guru, what is the mood of Krishna. According to that, we act. Automatically, we become compassionate to ourselves and to the other living entities. Hare Krishna.
So this is the Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Jagat Srila Prabhupada ki. Gurudev ki. Any questions, any doubt, any clarifications we can ask is possible. Yes, Prabhu.
It is mentioned also. If you read the purport there, this is why I quoted that verse from Srimad Brahma Samhita. We should, Hare Krishna. So the devotees want to move. Prabhu, can I? Hare Krishna. Devotees can sit here. This is the question. Saubhara Muni's compassion, why it was not favorable? By nature's law, Srimad Bhagavatam says, one jiva is the food of another jiva. I am sure you heard about it. That is the answer. You cannot interfere with the laws of the nature. We don't have the authority to interfere with the laws of the nature. One living entity is food of another entity. So Garuda has all the right to have that. So Saurabh Muni stopped the laws of the nature. That is one. Second thing, what he said? Hare Krishna. See, this question I will answer in a different way. Sometimes when we are preaching, many devotees ask, during Krishna's time, Arjuna had the chance to meet Krishna and ask directly questions. So what is our situation? We don't have Krishna to ask, correct or no? You agree with that? Why should you agree? Why should you agree, I'm saying? Exactly. Here, when Maitreya said, we take that statement, Maitreya asked this question. Vidura answered, we say Vidura said. Vidura is quoting Krishna. So when Krishna is saying, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, he has given everything for Bhagavan, whether it is impersonal, whether it is personal, whether it is present before, it is not present before us. Thus, the instruction which is given by Krishna is remain the same. Whether we hear your class, personally sitting here or in the audio, will it make any difference? Except that we don't see you. But the message is the same.
No, that is different.
Message itself is the same. There is no, that ambience doesn't change the message, right? Yes. It doesn't dilute the message. The same way here, you are saying that the charity, Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, the 17th chapter has given, in the mode of goodness, what is the charity? In the mode of passion, what is the charity? In the mode of ignorance, what is the charity? And the best charity is the one who works for Krishna conscious for the service of Krishna. So that is why I said, that means to bring one to the conscious of Krishna. See, if you give anything to Krishna Arpana Mastu, if that person is revealed, even if he has Krishna's name, it is as good as that. So if he can remember, see this dress has got very, Prabhupada did not make this dress simple. This dress is very powerful. I will give one example which Gopijana Prabhu and myself, we were coming from YSS Mall. That day we had to go because we were forced to go in the Vaishnava dress. It was about 10 o'clock. I'll come to the class. We both were going and we had to buy some fruits for the Lord. See, myself and Gopijana Prabhu, purely exactly same dress. Just after the Mangal Arati we went. We were coming out, then two Bharanis were coming in the bike. One Bharani was driving, one Bharani was sitting back. The sitting Bharani back, he, looking at us, just he left everything, he just made like this. Exactly like this. He is the sitting girl. Exactly, in voice is small. So, that means, it immediately created Krishna. Those devotees who have Ajnata Sukriti, it will benefit them. So the devotees, we as Vaishnavas who are practicing devotees, who are really representing Krishna, we should do charity when an occasion comes and please repeat Krishna's name, so that even though that charity, he may be doing anything nonsense, but if he hears Krishna's name, it will definitely benefit them. It will definitely. And another thing is, Krishna is Janardana, the mentor of everything. So whatever the case, he may be, but if this holiness goes to him, definitely he will have some benefit. Hare Krishna, will conclude now.
Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jagat Srila Prabhupada ki, Gurudev ki, Jai.